Tim had no idea how long he stood captured by those fabulous emerald eyes, or how long he might have remained so, but the extreme peril of his situation announced itself in a series of low, thudding explosions. "What's that?" "Trees on the far side of the Great Canyon," Daria said. "Extreme rapid temperature change is causing them to implode. Seek shelter, Tim." The Stark blast. What else? "How long before it gets here?" "Less than an hour." There was another of those loud clicks. "I may have to shut down." "No! I have violated Directive 19. All I can say in my defense is that it's been a very long time since I have had anyone to talk to." Click. Then, more worrisome, more ominous. Clunk. "What about the tiger? Is it the guardian of the beam?" As soon as he articulated the idea, Tim was filled with horror. "I can't leave a guardian of the beam out here to die in the Stark blast." "The guardian of the beam at this end is Aslan," Daria said. "Aslan is a lion, and if he still lives, he is far from here in the land of endless snows. This tiger is Directive 19. Then an even louder clunk as she overrode the directive, at what cost Tim did not know. "This tiger is the magic of which I spoke. Never mind it. Seek shelter. Good luck, Tim. You have been my friend." Not a click this time, nor a clunk, but an awful crunch. Smoke drifted up from the plate, and the green light went out. "Daria!" Nothing. "Daria, come back!" But Daria was gone. The artillery sounds made by the dying trees were still far across that cloudy gap in the world, but there could be no doubt that they were approaching. The wind continued to strengthen, growing ever colder. High above, a final batch of clouds was boiling past. Behind them was an awful violet clarity in which the first stars had begun to appear. The whisper of the wind in the high branches of the surrounding trees had risen to an unhappy chorus of sighs. It was as if the Ironwoods knew their long, long lives were coming to an end. A great woodsman was on the way, swinging an axe made of wind. Tim took another look at the tiger. It had resumed its slow and stately pace. On a rusting steel plate was this: North Central Positronics Limited, North Forest Kinnock, Bend Quadrant, Outpost 9, low security, use key card. These words were hard for him to make out because they were in a weird mixture of high and low speech. What had been scrawled below them, however, was easy: all here are dead. At the base of the door was a box that looked like the one Tim's mother had for her little trinkets and keepsakes, only of metal instead of wood. He tried to open it, but it was locked. Engraved upon it were letters Tim couldn't read. There was a keyhole of odd shape, like the letter F, but no key. He tried to lift the box and couldn't. It might have been anchored to the ground at the top of a buried stone post. A dead bin rusty smacked the side of Tim's face. More feathered corpses flew past, turning over and over in the increasingly lively air. Some struck the side of the Dogon and fell around him.